Meltdown in Michigan, July 7, 2021, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. What happened is pretty easy to explain when taken in context. A couple months ago, we suddenly had some inappropriate paperwork being posted and recorded on the Land Recording System, LRS. Only recording secretaries who have been properly versed and trained to use this system are supposed to have access to it, as I confirmed with our LRS director. So, the logical surmise was that some of our recording secretaries were off track and recording bad documents. Next, we looked at where these documents were coming from, which states, and we contacted recording secretaries from those states and basically asked, "What is going on here?" The recording secretaries in the states impacted by this were all confused. They hadn't posted those documents. As near as anyone can tell me, the system was hacked for a short time. The breach was closed, and that was that. I sent out a second message, back to the recording secretaries in the states that were involved, explaining the situation and apologizing for assuming that they had anything to do with it. That should have been the end of that episode, and at least for me, it was quickly forgotten. A blip in the road. One of Michigan's recording secretaries took offense, didn't see the logic of the situation, and thought that he was being attacked and that the quality of his work was being called into question. The fact that this incident had nothing whatsoever to do with our normal paperwork, and wasn't unique to Michigan, apparently never got through to him. So, he began a paperwork review process determined to uncover and exploit every out-of-place comma, every possible typo, anything and everything that he could possibly question or criticize. At the end of these investigations, he had a handful of trivia and a couple misunderstandings to expose. During this entire process, he refused to record anyone's paperwork, which was causing delays and disservice to the people in Michigan. The Michigan coordinator became concerned. He also became alarmed when he realized that all the recording fees were still going into this recorder's personal PayPal account, months after the assembly elected a treasurer and established a bank account. The coordinator was, again, concerned. He wasn't accusing anyone of wrongdoing, just not seeing any logic in the situation. Once you have a treasurer and a bank account, fees should be going into that account, right? Strangest of all, this recorder was expressing concerns about publishing private information, which is the whole point of creating a public record of your political status, your marriage, your land ownership, or any other private matter that we normally establish in the public record. So the recorder's job wasn't getting done, and the coordinator asked me to come to a meeting and answer the questions posed by this man, which I did. All this was a good faith effort on my part to get to the bottom of why this was happening and what we could do to get the recorder functions back on track. After the meeting, from a third party's comments about me telling Michigan that their paperwork was wrong, I finally pieced together where this all started, but up until that time, I hadn't a clue why anyone was pawing through our paperwork with such a very fine-toothed comb. Our paperwork was never the problem. The problem was unknown, unauthorized, and quite possibly harmful paperwork being recorded on the LRS. But if you think that the normal paperwork is the problem, you would naturally start doing what the paperwork committee did. Crossed wires with a capital C. And then more gossip surfaced, about this one Michigan recording secretary stomping around and asking, "What do we need Anna for?" And saying that he would discredit me and that he had no faith in the paperwork. So, the question naturally arises, what's he doing occupying a seat as a recording secretary? He's not doing the work, he doesn't believe in what he is doing, but he's been pocketing the money for the recording fees all along. The coordinator had had enough. The next day he quit. Who wants to be responsible for a situation that doesn't make any sense? So we've dissolved the Michigan Assembly for now, pending their own efforts to adjust their attitude and sift the grain. New coordinator candidates are being sought. Unfortunately, because of this brouhaha, Michigan doesn't have a voice, and people who live in Michigan will, for the time being, have to record their political status declarations through the International Recording Secretaries, or try to find a state-of-state county recording office that is still open. This is especially unhappy for me, as Michigan is one of the states that has been hardest hit by all the economic and financial corruption. It has some of the worst land regulations in the entire country, some of the highest taxes and highest foreclosure rates, and as we have seen over the past 2 years, some of the most oppressive and inept political leadership. Unfortunately, there's nobody that can help Michigan, but Michigan. It's their state to mess up or run right, to defend or surrender, to get the job done, or not. The seeds they plant result in the crops they yield. A little more love and a little less pride, a view of the bigger picture at stake, and just a tiny amount of grace would have gone a long way toward a happy resolution. We look forward to the day when Michigan has recouped its losses and is reorganized and moving forward again, as it should be, with people who understand why we must record our political status, who cooperate with the treasurer and the coordinators, and who want to have an effective and fully functional assembly. ASAP. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anavon Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anavon Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.